Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. This story, you have never heard it before because it is very fresh from last night. I had a powerful, beautiful, and very coded dream, and I was dreaming consciously. It means that over the last few years, I have learned to refine and slowly master the art of conscious dreaming. It means that when I dream, I am conscious of dreaming, and therefore I can act more willingly, I can act more consciously, and I can choose to make specific decisions. I can also observe myself in the dream acting a certain way and see how I act affects the outcome of the dream. I can also call upon certain forces, certain helpers, certain light beings in my dreams to help me along the way. So last night was a very magical dream, and I want to share this with you today to show you how powerful it is to be able to access this ability to channel your multidimensional network on a conscious level, even during dream state, but also because this dream has many keys of ascension and accelerated evolution to help us activate greater levels of power, faith, and courage. So basically, I started in the dream in a train, and the train was going very fast, and there were a few people with me in the train. It was not packed. There were just groups of people. I was not really interested in any of them. I was just quite happy looking out the window. I was so excited because I knew that I was going somewhere very special that I had seen before, but that I had not been there in eons. And as we started approaching, I could see more of the scenery outside, reflecting the magic that was awaiting for me at the final destination. And as I could see more and more golden lights and golden buildings and this beautiful architecture on the side of the train, you know, like in the scenery, I took my phone out and I wanted to record it to post on my Instagram story. And I could not do it. It was not working. My phone was glitching. And I love it how technology invades our dream space. You know? It is very much part of our life. So why not be present in the dream as well? But there was the first lesson of my dream. The first lesson of my dream was to be able to reach heaven on earth, you must be fully present in the now, because this is where I was headed. I was heading to the golden city. I called it the Golden Atlantis in my dream. You might notice, but I often share that I have had many, many lives in Atlantis, like Lemuria, ancient Egypt, and most ancient civilizations. But Atlantis has a very special place in my heart, and I have indeed spent a lot of time revisiting my lives there as both a human and also an alien in Atlantis. Anyway, I knew that I was going to the golden city of the new earth, not old Atlantis, the new golden city, like the new golden Atlantis. Only it was much higher frequency and it resided in the unified field. So I was really excited. And as we arrived there, the train stopped, I hopped off, and I was just, you know, mesmerized by the beauty around. And it was this gigantic double door. And I wanted to go to the double door, but someone stopped me and he said, no, you cannot go. You first need to fill this form. And I was like, what the hell? I don't want to fill a form. And he's like, you have to fill a form if you want to go inside. And it's actually a questionnaire. There are questions and we want you to answer these questions to the best of your abilities. And I was really frustrated. I was angry already. And I sat down and I was like, oh, I really don't
want to feel this? And as I was reading the question, literally it became more like a high school exam where you need to know all of these facts. And I was really useless at that because my brain doesn't really retain facts. My brain is really crafted for advanced channeling and psychic abilities, not so much retain human facts. And I found myself not able to feel many of the questions out. And I just didn't know the answer. And I started being both anxious and even angrier because I thought, this is not fair. I don't know the answer to these questions, but I know that I must go to the Golden City, to Atlantis, that I'm going to be of high value. This is where I'm supposed to be. And the man told me, oh, but don't worry, because it's actually just, you know, if you don't know how to fill them up, you can just go to the lady at the desk over there and it's all right. You don't have to fill up everything. But the perfectionist in me, the anxious person in me was like, no, I need to perfectly answer everything if I want to get a chance to enter the Golden City. But then I went anyway. I thought, I might as well give it a chance. And so I went to the lady at the desk and I gave her the questionnaire. And I was, you know, like, I was outraged, I was frustrated, and was like, oh, this is not fair, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how to answer the questions. Why is it even happening? I thought it was really high frequency. And now you ask me about all of these stupid questions. I'm really not happy. And so I was clearly showing anger, frustration, and anxiety. And the lady was just so nice. She was radiating light. She was the sweetest lady. And she told me, don't worry at all. You are welcome and accepted as you are anyway. And I was like, oh, is this okay? Oh, great. This must truly be heaven on earth. And she says, these are just questions because the leaders of our community wonder why so many humans that come are ill and sick and plagued with illnesses and diseases. And we really strongly believe that it comes from the gut system. And I looked at her and I was like, but the answer is very, very easy. It's very clear. It's because of the food we eat. The food is very bad. So the food makes us sick and the guts create all problems. So if we change food, if we work with high vibrational food and fast and so on, then we will heal the guts and we will heal the entire body. And the woman was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Let's write this down on the form. Thank you so much for your help. And as I came out, I don't know exactly what happened there, but basically the first few lessons in this chapter here that my guides told me, it was that first of all, when you come and you embrace the spiritual evolution path, when you're on an ascension journey, all of you is welcome. All of it. The you that is angry, the you that is anxious, the you that is frustrated, the you that is jealous, the you that is judgmental. I was literally acting out all of these low vibe emotions. It did not mean that I was not in the right place because I was on the ascension train. Only people on the ascension train were on the ascension train. So I was already on the ascension train, but I was still, and I still am, of course, as we all are human. And this, my guide says, like to reach a higher realm, fifth dimensional frequency, fifth dimensional living, you do not need to be perfect and have healed and alchemized everything. You come with the package that you are, but only you process it with the highest level of consciousness and heart openness. And you allow yourself to be accepted in the fullness that you are. And that felt so good to receive that. The other lesson was that we don't need to know everything to access the higher realms. We don't need to know everything about our higher purpose and how things are going to unfold. We are always at the right place at the right time. We just have to follow our guts, literally healthy guts, good intuition. So that was the amazing chapter here. And then we went, you know, into the next chapter. And after that episode there with the desk lady, I was still a little bit flustered. I was not really aligned. I could really see that and perceive that in my dream. I was seeing like, ooh, my Sandrine is acting out over there. And I felt like, I don't want to go with the group and everyone else. I just want to wander off a little bit on my own. And this is when I realized that actually I was not alone any longer. I had my little dog Joey with me, who's not sleeping on my lap. Look, he's here, all fluffy. I was with my little dog Joey, and I was also with a child. And I did not exactly know who the child was during my entire dream. I was only told as I was meditating upon waking up to receive more messages about the dream. The child that was there was actually my golden phoenix inner child, which is the highest vibration of the inner child. It is the inner child that has rebirthed itself into this beautiful, innocent, sparkly, joyful, trustworthy, trustful, all the things child. And so there I wandered off with my inner child and my dog. And we went on this big adventure. Let me read my notes. Yes, so we got lost and I had to climb all sorts of obstacles. And they were literally like these vertical walls. And I had to climb on top of the walls. But as soon as I arrived at the top of the wall, it became wobbly. And I had to jump on other platforms only to realize that they were mobile and they were falling. And I was falling on the grass and I was nearly crushing my dog. Basically my dog and my inner child had just walked through the grass. I was the only one that thought, oh, I have to climb all of these walls to get to the other side. My inner child and my dog were actually trotting along in the grass, just, you know, around the obstacles. Interesting metaphor again, isn't it? After all of these big obstacles, I found myself again with my dog and my inner child in this crowd of really bizarre people. They were really not my tribe. They were not mean either, but I felt really uncomfortable and out of place. And I just did not know how to be with them. So I just, you know, continue walking. And I knew very well that I was looking for the way back to the golden city of modern Atlantis. I was often stressed out and anxious during that process, but my inner child and my dog kept on giving me the reassurance and the support that I needed through cuddles, through laughter, also through indicating the way. They would often show me this way, that way, that way. And even if my grown-up human felt anxious and distressed at times, I also knew intuitively to have full trust in the fact that I would find a golden city. And here my guides told me that the lessons that we have in this chapter is that we are never alone. We always have our phoenix inner child with us. This is the innocence of our heart and it guides us all the time. We of course have our pets who are our family and our guides, our protector. And we have our children, we have our partner, we have our friends. We never are alone. And the other lesson is that a feeling of shame, which is what I left in the first place. I did not want to go with the group through the double door because I felt ashamed of my behavior. I felt like I did not belong in that group walking through these doors because I had shown up so much aggression and anger and judgment with the lady at the desk. So because I felt ashamed, I decided to, you know, walk around. So the other lesson is that if we allow ourselves to feel shame, that shame will lose us. It is not possible to find a path to anchor ourselves into the higher realms if we continuously accept to live in shame. So ditch that shame. Get rid of that shame. Work on never feeling ashamed of who you are, ashamed of your emotions, because that is not helping find the path to your own heaven on earth. On the opposite, it makes you take the other roads. Because basically, I was just right there, guys. I was in front of the golden city with my people. I did not recognize them at that time yet, but I was with them. And just because of the shame I felt of feeling my human feelings, I basically ostracized myself and I got lost. So then the dream continued. After more wandering, I saw far away in the distance this beautiful big city. Only it was very, very far. But here's the thing. There was a straight road going there and a ton of people. So there was a huge traffic on that motorway, but the traffic was running. It was going. And I could see that most humans were choosing to go there. And the city was very appealing. From a distance, it looked beautiful. Only I knew deep in my heart that it was not the golden city of modern Atlantis. It was another city. But it felt easy. I thought, I can just, you know, get a ride and go there. It doesn't look that bad. But I felt in my heart and I looked at my dog and my inner child and I was like, oh, no, let's not go there. That's the easy way. Now that I'm on this path, that I have decided to go back to the Golden City, I must go because this is what my heart truly wants. This is where I'm guided to go. So I knew that the Golden City of Atlantis was nearby because I hadn't been walking for that long, only it was hidden in the fog. We couldn't see anything. So much fog was present. I remember it was on my left side. It was just all the fog. And I just thought, the city is hidden in the fog, but I know I can find it. Let's go. And my inner child and my dog started crossing the motorway in dense traffic. And I remember putting my hand up, like saying to the car, slow down, I'm going. And I just had this like tiny backpack that was empty. It was a bit weird, but I was just running like that. And then we crossed it and we arrived to the other side and we arrived in the bush. And again, we kept on walking. And we arrived in this bush out of nowhere. There was this gigantic fence. I remember it was like really, really high and very long. We could not see the end of that fence. It was white. And I remember feeling so defeated. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sure that the Golden City is on the other side and we cannot cross. No, what is this obstacle again? Like, I can see no way of going through this now. And this is where my inner child came. And you know what she did, the little cheeky Sandra? And she's like, look, there are holes in the fence. Look around. And she pointed at these small holes in the fence. She's like, we can just break in. We can just open it, make the holes bigger so you can go through. What do you think? And then I felt the rebel, the revolutionary in me rise up. I was like, fuck yeah, let's do this. And we ripped big holes into the fence and we were able to go through. The lesson that is present here, the first one is in relationship with the motorway and all the cars. Never follow other people because it seems easier or it's like what everybody else does. No, always follow your inner guidance. I did not go with everyone to that city straight away in the distance because it was easy. My heart was saying something else and I went the other way. It is the same for you. Don't follow anyone else. Follow your own inner guidance always, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if you're running through the bush against traffic and you're facing big fences and it's fog everywhere. Okay, your heart knows the way. The other lesson is that you need to be a rebel and a revolutionary in this world. Otherwise, nothing gets done. When you see something that is freaking blocking your way, break it down. You can. Of course, I'm not mentioning doing anything illegal and dangerous here. You know, it's like in the energetic terms, let's be clear. But go for it. You know, go like break free from your own jail, from your own fences placed around your heart and your consciousness. Don't allow anything or anyone to tell you you cannot go to where you want to be going. You are the master of your destiny. I can tell you that my inner child was loving the adventure because after the fence, there was nothing happening. We're just walking in the bush and I was getting quite worried about that time because the sun was setting. It was getting darker and darker. And I remember at certain stage, there was a lot of water and pools around, but I don't have much clarity about this yet. It will come later as I continue unpacking this very potent multidimensional dream. But then I remember that my inner child was just so happy. She was just so present in the moment. You know, there were birds, cute animals in the forest. She was with me and the dog, and they were just playing. So even though I was really anxious and I felt really responsible for everyone, I still allowed myself to relax as much as possible. But I had this tension, you know, like this survival instinct in me. And we continued walking and walking. And then it was getting quite dark. And all of a sudden, there was this flash of light. And I screamed. And it startled my inner child and my dog, who started barking. And I was like, there was a light. Did you not see it? So I was like, no. And then poof, the light came again, but only it stabilized. And it materialized into the beautiful goddess, the Egyptian goddess Bastet. Oh, the cat one. And it's interesting because yesterday I pulled a card and it was her, and she was guiding me through my dreams as well. And as she appeared, she had a most beautiful smile and white halo around her. And she said, I am here to guide you and to help you. Here is everything that I brought for you. And then, bam, you had this gigantic like altar with all of the different levels and all the secret objects. And I remember in the dream that we had a lot of telepathic transmission, but it happened in a very short time. And I told Bastet, I don't have time to stay here. I don't have time to receive your teachings right now. I need to go to the golden city of Atlantis and to bring this child and my dog there. We cannot stay in the wood all night long. And Bastet said, it's okay. I just came here to tell you that you are on the right path, and me and all our friends are always with you. And this is the whole set of gifts that you are receiving right now. And guys, it's a lot. It's a lot. And she says, I will teach you about these gifts in the future, which is basically the new training that is starting for me. How exciting! I'm being trained by Bastet now. It's quite a new thing. Yay! And she also said, you know, like my eyes catched an image. It was this beautiful statue, this representation of divine union. And as you might know, I'm really here to anchor divine union template, and I'm really open, you know, to receive that in my field. And as I remember just looking at the divine union image, crystals and statue, and I was like, oh, and then she said, oh yes, your divine union is there. Let him come. And then she looked at me, and by the way, it's not now. So let's move on. And I was like, okay. And so in the dream, I just already received the guidance, which I kind of intuitively knew, but I was hoping that it would still happen now, that my divine union is here, but it's not happening now. It's happening in the near future. Exciting. Hopefully I have some very good news for you in the near future. We shall see about that. But what I'm sharing here with you is that the Bastet frequency came when I needed her the most. As I was in the woods there feeling very lost, it was nighttime, what did I do? I was anxious, but I connected to my inner child and I connected to my dog to feel the joy and to be in the present moment. And what I did, and I remember vividly in my dreams, that I prayed and I called for help. And this is when she appeared, because I prayed and prayed and called relentlessly, and this she came. So we always receive the assistance that we need in our darkest time. You always do, and not only in your darkest time, of course. All your life you receive this assistance, only you're not aware of it. So learn to channel consciously. Learn to open up your consciousness. Learn conscious lucid dreaming. Learn to actually see the proper signs. Open up your psychic abilities. Open up your intuition. All of that is available to you as well. So after Bastet was present, I asked her for permission, of course, and I say, can I take these gifts with me? And she said, yes, take all of these gifts with you, and I will come back in due time and teach you all about them and how to use them. So I put all the gifts in my backpack, and I wander off. And as I started walking, there was this beautiful golden halo shining within the fog, and I could feel the golden city calling me. It was an initiation journey, and I succeeded. I started walking towards the golden light within the fog, feeling very proud of myself and excited. My inner child and my dog were there, very, very happy. And this is when I woke up, fully conscious of everything. Isn't this amazing? So many lessons in this. I received so much in one night. And it is even more than all of this, because remember, all of these gifts that I have received are now present in my beautiful quantum backpack. And I will spend the next days and next weeks to receive them, to discover them, to remember them, and to embody them. Because I have been dreaming like this for all my life, really. But only before it was never conscious. It's been conscious for many years now. But the big difference is that I do the work after I receive these dreams. I go into the quantum, I ask my guides and my soul what they need. I connect to my multidimensional network so I can receive the full interpretation of these dreams. And I want to tell you that it is accessible to you too. Learn to be more present in your dreams. So before you fall asleep, what did I do last night? I spent 10 minutes in silence, sitting at my altar. Nothing. I put my alarm on. I set 10 minutes and I sit in silence, in pure silent meditation. After that, I set my alarm for 10 to 20 minutes, depending on the time I have. And there I pray. I connect with my guides, with my soul, with my high council of light, with Arcturians, not with Bastet, with all of dragons that I co-create with my high council. And then I went to bed and I fell asleep. So you see, like, when you have an evening routine like that, it promotes conscious lucid dreaming that are going to be portals of accelerated evolution. When you wake up early enough. I woke up at 5:30. I had set my alarm at 5:30. So you remember everything. And straight away, I stayed in bed. So I pressed snooze just to really recalibrate, but also to ask my conscious mind to reaccess all the memories from the dream and to really keep them as vivid as possible. And then I sat down at my altar for 30 minutes this morning, a good 40 minutes actually, just to receive all the first set of lessons, first set of teachings from that dream. So you see, like, I work consciously, and I'm so proud of my Joey. Joey's so cute. You see, like, he's such a guardian. He's so such a friend. He's such an amazing companion. Since he came in my life, I call him my little Atlantean wolf, because in a past life regression that I do on myself, I see myself in Atlantis. And in that life, once I was an Arcturian and I was teaching humans how to co-create with specific species of animals to help them retain certain codes. And the codes of leadership and connection, the wolves, have them, the codes of freedom, the wolves had them. So now that we have little wolves like that that are domesticated, some of them have come fully reactivated into freedom codes, into leadership codes, and they are present in your field to help you with that. So when I connect to my multidimensional network, I can go in the past, I can go in the future, I can go in dream state, I can connect with my high council, with dragons, with galactics. I can connect with any reality that I need to connect with, so I can activate and embody these codes in this life. This is what allows me to live the life of a free being, to travel so much in very specially highly coded location. It allows me to have all the abundance that I need to do so and more. It allows me to connect with very special human beings that are actually my soul family. I know that many of you listening to this are actually soul family. It allows me to connect to also my purpose, the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry frequency, my different offerings like Iria School of Channeling, like Dragon Warrior, the Codex that I'm going to share in November. So Dragon Warrior Codex will be a 2-day event followed by an integration session that is part of IRIA. But we have decided to open the doors of this event for all the leaders that are ready to step into higher leadership roles, to amplify with courage their leadership, to be able to serve more people, because now the time has come. The time has come for us to gather. No, we are not here to be on the highway following all the other humans wondering where the Golden East City is, but to actually go in that place because it seems easier and everybody's doing it, so I should be doing it too. No, we are here to find the Golden Cities, to find our own heaven on earth, to find our family, and to courageously, with all our feelings, all our emotions, the whole that we are, go on that path. I was not perfect in that journey. I was not a perfect human in that initiation that I've just shared during that dream time. I was very aware of that. This is one of the biggest messages that I want you to remember here. You do not need to be perfect. You do not need to know it all. You do not need to heal everything to be a leader. No one would be leading otherwise, because you know what? No one on planet Earth is perfect. No one. No one has got the full shit sorted. Everybody's working on something. Yes, some people, they have done more work, so they are more crystalline. Yes, but there will be something that comes up, but they still choose to lead. And you know, the more you say yes to leadership, the more you say yes to be a courageous warrior of light, the more you alchemize past trauma and suffering, just like that, just because you say yes to choosing your powers, to choosing soul alignment, to choosing to embody your multidimensionality, but choosing to serve others, to open your heart, to compassionately connect with the tribe that needs you, with your friends, with your family members, with your community. You might not be called to have like thousands and thousands following you as a leader with a sword. You might not be called to that, and that's completely fine. Leadership is just not that. Leadership is also leading your family. You can lead your family as a woman, as a man, as a non-binary person. You can lead your family as a child, as a daughter, as a grandmother. You can lead your family as a cousin, as an auntie. It does not matter. All of these roles, all of these identities, they don't matter. What matters is the truth of your own divinity, is what you came here to be, which is a voice for love. You are here to be guiding the spiritual revolution happening on planet Earth. If you can guide one heart to remembering who they are, just through active listening, just through opening up your heart to receiving the other person exactly as they are, you would have changed the world already. Change one heart and you change the world. And you don't even change it, because when you join my event, Dragon Warrior Codex, you are here to remember that everything is within you already. So when you lead, you do not carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. No. You open a door and you invite others to follow through. So you have greater access to your energy. So indeed, in that event, what we're going to do is that we are going to understand how to have a huge amount of energy, how to tap into inner resources we didn't even know we had. How can we stay fully inspired? How can we see our creation when the world collapses around us? How can we have faith? How can we devote ourselves to our purpose when we see the tragedies that are happening in humanity? How can I, Sandrine, really clearly see the Golden Age present on planet Earth already, when I know as well the trauma that others are experiencing? How can I be joyful? How can I make the most of life, while also feeling, not embodying, but feeling, perceiving with my compassionate heart the suffering of others and help them? I am here to help you, and I'm here to help thousands and thousands of people on this spiritual evolution journey. So I would love to invite you to join me. Join me for Iria School of Channeling if you want to be a powerful channel of light. It is a one-year certification program. We have many live sessions a month, a lot of coaching. We learn about amazing different codexes, which one of these is Dragon Warrior Codex. If you want to explore the codes of Iria for 2 days, join Dragon Warrior Codex. We will have also a free event before that called The Courage to Lead. If you watch this beforehand, please register. It is a free global event. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be including an activation as well to help you feel the courage that is already present within you as a warrior of light to courageously step into a higher level of leadership. It will be a wonderful activation. And if you watch this after we have facilitated the courage to lead, it's going to be available as a free replay on my website, sandrines.com. Okay? We will put a link below this transmission. Go on my website, receive that free transmission with me live or on the replay, and please join Dragon Warrior event. It's going to be happening at the end of November, and is really the end, 29th and 30th of November. 6 hours a day, packed with powerful transmission channel from the dragon realms, as well as the wire of light frequency. My Joey, what is going on? You can see my Joey growling, so I'm just going to take him to say it's okay. There's some construction work outside, you see. She's like, is this safe for mama? It is safe. I know. I'm inviting everyone to join Joey. Wouldn't that be exciting? Joey loves it. Because Joey is always present and the same as my cat. I don't know if you can see her. Maybe I can tilt my screen. I have a bean back there. Yes, you can see my Millie. You see, I have my little wolf and I have my little feline, Bastet, present with me. And I hope that you will also be present with me during one of my next events. So we have the global event called The Courage to Lead. And then after that, we have the two-day event called Dragon Warrior Codex. And this is part of Iria School of Channeling. So we will place all the links below, and you can always reach out to my social or my email, info@sandrines.com, if you want any information. I send you lots of love, and remember to shine bright as you are. Because you are fully received, fully allowed, you are fully welcomed into the higher realms exactly as you are. Remember to walk on your path with confidence, following your intuition, knowing that you do not need to follow anyone else. And yes, you can be a little rebellious, a little bit of a revolutionary, as it helps a great deal. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. See you next time.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.